Tuesday the 22nd of September, Dalet Tishrei, Rabbi Shlomo Farhi, Shibti Biveis Hashem.
We say, after davening, Daven Hashem Oyer V'Yishi, there's a pasuk. We say, Alamo, I don't know, until this year, it never struck me the real oomph behind this pasuk, behind this bakasha. And I'd just like to share with you, maybe it'll be helpful in your achanas with Yom HaDin. Achash sha'alti meis Hashem, oisa avakesh, shifti beis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lachsa is benoyam Hashem ulevake beicholei. The Medrash asks the kasha. Achash sha'alti, I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to David and he says, David, batchila ata oimer achash sha'alti. Mefantzachon, you're saying that you want one thing. What's the one thing that you want, Oisav Akesh? What's the one thing that you want, Shifti Veis Hashem? Amalei, right? And then, V'achakach, Ata Shoyel, Kama Sheilas. And after that, you ask for a bunch of other things. Lachs B'nash, Lohem Hashem, Ulevake Ve'echole, Amalei, Rebbeinu Shiloilom, Mimchol Amarti. David tells the Rebbeinu Shiloilom that I learned this trick from you, Rebbeinu Shiloilom. Lo yehel evit shovel the rabbi? Should the servant, should the slave not be like the master? Betchilo amarta v'at Yisrael ma'asher melekech mishael mimach. First you started off and you said in Devarim, what does Hashem, your God, want from you? What is He asking for you? Kiyum liyiro. Ve'achar kach posachta lehem mitzvahs harvish ne'emar leleches b'chol derachov v'chulu. David was being kind by only saying one of the things that Hashem asked afterwards, right? But Hashem goes on and asks a whole bunch of things. There's enough for an Eved that he should be like his master. There's a bunch of kashas really over here. And this will begin. Marchelev, when he discusses these two psukim and a couple of other ideas that we'll discuss maybe a little bit later, points out, the whole thing doesn't shtim. Mitchil v'atzoif. So what David answer? So the pasuk is now also shver. So now the kash is not on him, it's on the Rebbeinu Shloim. So in yeshiva that works. You know, you come with a pshat and someone answers your kasha, you say, it's not shver on me, it's the Mishnah, it's the Gemara. Obviously there's a problem with the pshat, right? If it's shver on the Mishnah, on the Gemara. Right? If we shver on the Rebbeinu Shloim, then it doesn't answer, it's not answered by David either. Zvetans, right? What's this? If that's how you do it, so that's how you do it. What's the lo yehel evet shovel rabbi and grada? No, isn't evet shovel rabbi? Just because the rabbi can do things like that, does that mean the evet can? The whole thing doesn't really make sense. So there's a steer in two gemaras. Famous gemara that we all learn, the gemara in Megillah. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, except for Yiras Shemayim. Shenemar v'ati Yisrael ma Hashem lekech Hashem mimach kiim liyira mechlal the yira milsa zutra sayif back the Gemara. All I'm asking from you is yira. Does that mean that yira is a small thing? It sounds like it's a small thing. All I'm asking from you. Enter the Gemara again, very famous kasha in Legabe Moshe. For Moshe Rabbeinu was given Milsa Zutrasa. It was a small thing for Moshe. So therefore, the Torah calls it a small thing. Everyone jumps on the Gemara. What does that mean? But Moshe wasn't asking it from Moshe. Moshe was saying to them, right? They were saying to Klal Yisrael that this is what Hashem wants from you. So who cares if it's Milsa Zutrasa? And the Gemara finishes off with the Moshe. If someone asks you for a Kli Gadol and you have it, it's no big deal. It's Daima Lovka Kli Katan. You already have it. It's not big. If someone asks from you a Kli Katan and you don't have it, Daima Lovka Kli Gadol. That's the first Gemara with its kashas. The second Gemara is a Gemara in Sukkah Numbeis. Amrim Shimon Lakish Yitzroi Shal Adam Is Gaber Allah B'chol Yoyim. Umivake Ishlamisoi Shinema Tzev Rosh Latzadik Umivake Ishlamisoi. The Rosh of the Yetzer Hara waits for the Tzaddik and tries to trip him up. V'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu sho'izu lo yene yachole. And if not for the fact that Rabbeinu Shalom helps him destroy or defeat the Yetzer Hara, in Yochalai, Shinemar, Hashem Liazinim Yodlai Yashir B'Yishoftai. This is a famous kasha. The Gemara seem to be slaves of each other. Is it Bidei Shemayim or not? If it's not Bidei Shemayim and it can't be, so then what does it mean that Ilmoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Yochalai? That if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I couldn't help it. Obviously it is Bidei Shemayim. There's a lot of different terutzim to this kasha. The first teretz, I think the most obvious teretz is, if you notice a different wording, HaKol B'nei Shemayim, Chutz Mir Shemayim is the first Gemara. What's the second Gemara? Emo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizroi, Melech, Oizer, Moshiach Umogim. What's the difference? Oizer, Moshiach Umogim. Oizer means he helps you do the job. Moshiach means it's a ganze, it's from the Rabbi Shalom himself. Right? Umogim, it means doesn't come bechal. But Oizer means that you have to do something. So HaKol B'nei Shemayim, Chutz Mir Shemayim means that I have to do something. Avada, I can't do without Hashem's help. That's the first teretz. That's the poshut teretz, I think. There's a different teretz. There's a different teretz. B'shol Salanter used to ask an interesting kasha. It's a very funny kasha because you'll see from where he's coming from. He used to ask, how could it be that a guy, people are afraid of spiders? They're afraid of bugs. They're afraid of little things. And they're not afraid of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything in his hands, and you're afraid of a bug. Vikend design. This is kasha. So he answers in the Chanami. It's a good kasha. But Vibalt it says that Kol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. What that's telling us is that the Rabbeinu Shalom was mafkia from the Bria. He was mafkia from the Bria, the yecholus of being afraid of Hashem, unless the person works on it. Dahinu, if a person, if not for this fact, people would run around with a pachad noir right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself. He actively takes the yira away until the person goes and gets it. What does that mean? That means that be'etzim, the yira shamayim is there. Be'etzim, it's there. I noticed it this year in davening. Tein pachdecho, we ask. You put your pachad, and put your aim on, put your this, and put your that. Because the meisim don't have it, and the bruim don't have it. What do we end off with? Really? That's what we were just asking for. That there should be a name, or that there should be this moira on the breeze of the Shem Hashem. How can we begin with saying Tein Pat and then the end of the Shimcha Noira? I think that's the teretz. This is mamish the teretz. We know that Be'etzim Shimcha Noira Akol Masha Barosa. How does that play out in the world, though? How does that play out? We know Oiz B'yotcha, but you're not showing it. Show it to us. Does the Bakasha. Show it to us. Rabbeinu Shalom, let me see you. As soon as a person sees the Rabbeinu Shalom, everything disappears. As soon as he's able to see behind this master facade, everything disappears. And the pachad is gripping. With this, I want to add one nekuda. We know there's a famous Gemara by Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe was, his anova was greater than all the others because Avram Avinu said, right, and then go for the Efer. Right, David HaMelech said, right, Talas lo ish. And what did Moshe say? Va'anachnu ma. Anachnu mo. What does it mean? Anachnu ma. What does that mean? So Mefarshim explained that ma is nothing. The Maharal is a gevaldig arichas on it. That there was mamish no pshitus, and he gives a reason why Avram had to have of a vapor. What? Avram couldn't think of nothing, right? Moshe was more creative in his anivos, right? Va'anachnu, what are we? We're nothing. We're nothing. That means that ma is not a little thing. Ma is nothing. Come Sirik now to the posse with me of Devorim. Ve'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem shoyal mimcha. The boy Yisrael, he's not asking anything. He's not asking you for such a result, even. Ma Hashem lekecha shoyal mimcha. He's asking for nothing. What's the nesoyin in Yira? The nesoyin is being able to see past the false bria that sits around us. the fact that there could be a Russian Marusha who has a nuclear bomb. The fact that Torah Yidden are not running the world, right? How could it be? We can design. Zu Torah, Zu Tzara. How could it be? Tzadik Virat, how could it be? But the Etzem Asiya is not more than that. The Yira itself Hashem cannot give you. But He can help you see Him. He can help you see Him. If for Moshe it was small because He, Elkezender Rebbeinu Chaviyachol, in Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrusa, for someone that has the Kli, Doi Melovke Kli Katan, what's the big deal? Yira, big deal. But for somebody else, it's not. Where is that kasha? It has to be the same thing for everybody else. If Legabe Moshe was Milsa Zutrusa, then it has to be Milsa Zutrusa for us also. He had it. What's the parents of the Gemara? This is what we're answering. If only the person saw it, it would be nothing. Does not the Gemara. All you need to do is have the Kli. That's why the Gemara uses it, Beloshin Kli. Oy Bazoi, we understand exactly what the Bakashas are here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma, what am I asking? I'm asking nothing. I'm asking you to open your eyes. I'm asking you to see me. I'm asking you but not just to see me in the Himmel. I'm asking you to see me all the time. What happens? That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. What happens when Ein Zed Rabbi Yishleim? What happens? Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Lekecha. Now you see the Rabbi Yishleim as a Yira? That doesn't help. Everyone in this room believes that there's a moon. Do you live with the Hakara that there's a moon? Of course not. I believe that Saturn exists. What is it for me? Emuna is not enough. It's not enough. There's a second step. A person has to bring it into himself. So how do you go from believing in the Rabbi Shalom to having a relationship with him? To having him there in front of you all the time? That's what David HaMelech asked. Shifti b'beis Hashem, wherever I am, I want wherever I am to be b'beis Hashem. So there's a process. Lo leches b'chol d'rachov. How do you create a relationship with anyone? Hidamus. You follow in that person's ways. You make similarities. You draw connections. You draw parallels. That creates a closeness, a curve to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What's the next step? What happens after a person has Yira? What's the step after Yira? What comes from Yira? Ava. Blava, you say. To love the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What happens after a person serves the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Me Ava. Lava, does Hashem Elikav Kol Vav Kol Nafshecha. Once you love someone, all you want to do is do for them. B'chol Vav Kol Nafshecha. And then the last step is Lishmar. The nafkamina between Avoida, between Mitzvahs and Lishmar, Shmira, Alamol, Meit. What does Shmira mean in the Torah? Shomar v'zachar. Shomar means safeguarding. Which things in your life are you Shomer? Do you safeguard? The things that are most important to you. When a person goes through this process, he comes in on one side, a Hakara, Demolts, the Yira, and the Ava, and going, following the Rebbeinu Shlom to create this relationship, then there's the etc., etc., etc. He winds up on the other side with a terrible Shmi. Ashri Adam Mifachet Tomit. What's going to be if I miss this one opportunity to connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom? If this Pechelik of my Nishama, what's going to be? David HaMelech said, I learned from you, Rabbeinu Shlomo. You asked for one thing which would have a bunch of toldis. Yifreg d'zel b'zach. Wherever I am, let me be b'deis Hashem. What's going to happen if that happens? Lachzois b'noyam. I'll be able to see the mesikus in Torah, in Avodah, in the Rabbeinu Shlomo, ulevakeh b'echolei, etc. It goes on and on and on. Ulevaker, the Mefarshim explained, is that the person is He spends his Bikurim there. What causes a person to want to get up first thing in the morning? An Ava, a Tshuka. Hein Latoiv, Hein Lemutav. Vayachvosh es Chamoiroi, Avram Avinu, Vayachvosh es Chamoiroi Bilam. But whatever it is, it's this intense Tshuka, this intense desire. The Malbim says something gewaldig. And I think this is the next step. The Malbim on the Pasuk, he says, Achas sha'alti, freg noin zach. I'm asking for one thing. Eini shoyl dvorim rabim lefiz chadish atzrochim. I'm not asking for a bunch of different needs that I have. She is chadish lodim chol eish she'ela acheres. Refua, mezoinis, hatzolo, me'oyev. I'm asking for one thing. I always ask for one thing. And I always will ask for one thing. That's the only thing I'll always ask for. Va'oisa avakish tomid ba'osid. Ki b'sheila zu klulim kol ha'shelis. U'shifti v'es Hashem kol yimei chayai. And the Malbim goes on to say, it's not just that I'm asking for one thing and I have a whole bunch of different intentions. That's what the pasuk comes to be shoyl when it says, achas sha'alti oisa avakish. What's Bikush? Bikush is was mevilt. Shaila is the shaila, is the question you ask. A lot of times, people ask questions, but they want something else. If David HaMelech says, Acha sho'alti, oisa avakesh, it can only be one and the same thing. And it can't even have ulterior motives on either side. Oisa avakesh. Rak she'shaila zo'isi atzma bakosha. Unbelievable. The ain't believe kavana acheres. This is tremendous Musa Haskell for me. Because you grow up in yeshiva, when you read the svarim about the davening, Zochreinu l'chaim, elechovitz b'chaim, Zosveinim seba, l'mancha l'kimchaim. Why do we ask for all these things for ourselves? Why do we ask for Parnosa and for Brius and for Kindalach? Why do we ask for all these things? Leman chelikim chayim. The ticket is, right? The ticket is that you put on the memo, on the check, for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then you can come with your expenses, with your receipts, and the Rabbeinu Shalom gives it to you. Leman chelikim chayim. What are we asking for? What are we asking for? It's a frightening Zohar. Zayas in Tikkunim, Daf Chav Beis Nun Aleph. Vayichen koi v'choi. Possibly by Moshe means he looked this way and that way. Over here, the Zayas is talking about the Shechina. Vayichen koi v'choi im isman diit ar b'tiyuftu l'tav rabbis yisurin d'loin. The Shechina is looking. Is anyone here trying to get me out of prison? The Shechina is begolus. Is anyone here davening for me? And look at this terrible, terrible lashon. Elakulut savchin betzloisin. Yedereiner schreiten sein tfilis. He's davening with all his heart and he's screaming and he's crying. B'yomid kippuri kiklovim. They're screaming and they're barking like dogs. It's terrible. Hav lana mezoina. Give us food. V'slicha v'chaporo. V'chayi, kosveinu l'chayim, v'inu n'azi nefesh k'klovim. Vos v'rachutz v'idas. So this Zohar. Barking like a dog, ignoring the tzrachim of the master so that we can get a treat. Shema Yisrael. What a patching bonum this is for me. So I was once at a class, and they were talking about how to teach people about marriage, and whoever it was, Rob, he said, marriages are about giving. Right? Marriage is about giving. You want to have a good marriage. You have to be willing to give. You shouldn't be interested in taking. So he said, if you want to have a good marriage, if you want enjoy your marriage. You know what you should do? Give to your wife. That's what he said. So I was sitting there in the back of the room and I said, that doesn't make any sense. If the whole thing is geboid and a mitzvah of giving and not taking, so if you give in order to take, vaita you're taking, you're just a sophisticated taker. Is that what we are? Are we sophisticated takers? Are we tricking the Rabbeinu Shlalom? Write me a check, Bonnie, Chaim, Mizoini, Mazel. Leman Chilikim Chaim, Rabbeinu Shlalom. It's for you, really. I do it all for you. It's for you. We sophisticated takers. Are we chatzufim giklovim? Shema Yisrael. There was a gadol that once started crying during davening when they were saying Hamelech. So they came to him and they asked him and they said, why over here? Why over here? He says, Elchim mentioned that, you know, I ask every nekuda. Right, so sometimes it's useless. I remember I went over to my Rosh Yeshiva once in camp. He came in on, I think it was Rosh Chodesh Av, and he wasn't wearing the leather shoes, he was wearing rubber slippers. I said, why is the Rosh Yeshiva wearing, well, you know, what's the pshat? Why are you wearing the slippers? He says, what do you think? I said, I don't know, maybe from the beginning of Av, Mimayetim Besimcha, so someone like the Rosh Yeshiva already feels the tzar of the chub. He says, no, my feet hurt. Right, so sometimes you get nothing, but sometimes you get a gem. So they went to this gadol and said, why were you crying so much during Hamelech? He says, because when I said the words of Hamelech, immediately it brought back to me this Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin Nun Vav, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes to visit Aspasianus, who at the time is the commander of the armies of the Romans. And he comes out and he says, Ki mata lahasim, when he gets the Amar, Shalom Aleichem Alka, Shalom Aleichem Alka. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem Melech. Omalei Mechaivis Treik Tolo, Yimuchuyiv Misa twice. First of all, Ich bin Ishkin Melech. And you're calling me a king. Second of all, if I am a king, up there, Yisui Malka, Ano Adol Eidno, Amai Lehosis Lagaboy. Oy, bin, if Taka, bin Ich the Melech, where were you till now? He says, I was saying Hamelech, Hamelech, and I remembered that Taina. Sucks to Hamelech? It's the Mechuyev Misa. Adoidno am I like Osis? I think the Hemshech of Gemara is also zugestellt. The Gemara continues, he says, with the Ka'amrizi Malkano, Hamalikosis, and on your question why I didn't come to see you as the king, and on your Shiloh, Biryoini de Isbo Loishav Kinon. Don't you know? In Yerushalayim, in Unz, inside of us, there's a Biryoin. It lost me this game, doesn't let me go out, doesn't let me come greet the king. Is a grace of Taina how we can say Hamelech and only come now. But the burial in the Isbon Leishav Kinon. Aspasionis continues, Hamegeel in Yonenu. And he says, so what do you do when there's a snake wrapped around the barrel? When there's Ra inside of a person? When this person being Mechal Shem Shamayim with his actions, with his deeds, with his machshavos? Don't you destroy it? Don't you destroy it? Mikum Trishoni and Kippur. The Satan comes and he says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, look at this person. Look at this man. Look at this woman. Don't we break the Chavis? Yechonam and Zakeh didn't answer. But it's muchach from the Gemara's teretz that there was an answer. The Gemara says, Kori Olov, they called on him this pasuk, Meshvacham Ochay V'daitim Yisokel. When the Rabbi Shalom wants, he takes away Chachma from the Chachamim. He should have said, what should he have said, Zog Gemara? He should have said, Shaklinon Tzavsov V'shaklinon Leile Darkoin. We take our tongues, and we take off the snake, V'kaplinon Lei, V'chavisa Shafkinon Lei. And the barrel you leave. Nem the darkling. Nem the biryain. Take it away from us. Leave the chavis. That's our bakasha. What are we asking for? Shifti v'beis Hashem. So, is that a terrible thing for us to ask for? Dovra Mel turns to Rabbi Nishlam and says, Lo yeh eved shovel a rabbi. A rab is nishkin rab on ken eved. The mitzius of a rab fathers an eved. You can't be a rab without an eved. You also can't be an eved without a rab. Dovra Melech says, if you're the Melech, if you're asking me, you obviously want an eved. So show me. Gal einai. You want me to do the job? I want to do the job. Surely the Melech has an Eved for a reason. It's not a recht that the Melech has that lo yehei Eved shavu l'raboi. The Metzius of Eved needs a Melech. The Metzius of Melech needs an Eved. Show me. Show me. We live in very, very, very frightening tkufa now. I'll talk a couple of days. Nisan HaToykev. How many people are going to be created? Who's going to live? Who's going to die? Me Bekitza, me Lei Bekitza. I said, I wanted to share with you something. I had one of my students, I work with in Eish HaToy, I'm the director of schools, so I have students call me up. I had a kid call me up on Erev Rosh Hashanah, night before Rosh Hashanah, 12 o'clock at night. I have to come over right now, and he's crying on the phone. I'm preparing Drashas Hachonas for the Yom HaDin. He's crying. What's Kevin done? Tell him, come over. He comes over. And he gives a clap on the table. The tears rolling down. He says, I don't understand. He has this terrible challenge in his life. And I don't understand, why is Hashem doing this to me? I know He loves me. You hear that from a guy who's, you know, on his way to becoming frum. How do you know? He says, when I was a younger boy, I was asked, I used to go sing in the choir in my school. And one day, I got on the bus to go to the choir. I got up in the morning, and the choir was supposed to be at 9:15. So I'm riding on this bus, and I look out the window, and I look at my watch, I see it's 8:30, so I have plenty of time. So I look out the window, and I see all along the side of the shops, and I see this is Starbucks. So I figure, you know what, I'll get out, I'll get a coffee, I have 45 minutes. Why should I get there early? He says, later on I realized that was very strange. It's not my type. I would never get off in a neighborhood that I don't know. And my doctor didn't let me drink coffee because there was something wrong with my stomach. But I got off. I walked 10 steps away from the bus, and I was thrown off my feet. And pieces of the bus had exploded all around me, and all I could hear was the sounds of the wounded and the dying. He tries to call his parents. His cell phone's not working. Chaos. He can't get home. Bus is drained. Nothing's working. He starts walking. 6 hours later, he gets home. And his parents are sitting there, and they're crying with the demure shows. And the door opens, and they greet him like he's come back from the dead. They're hugging him, and they're kissing him. And he says, what? He's still confused. And they said, did you not hear? You know what happened? The day was July 7th. There were attacks all over, coordinated at the same time. They were in all go off at the same time. I think it was 9:37, whatever time it was. And the kid says, no, it wasn't 9:37. He says, it was 8:30. That's why I got off the bus. It was 8:30. I know what time it was. And they said, no, they were all 9. So he looks at his watch for the second time that day. And his watch still says 8:30. His watch had stopped. So he got off because he was 45 minutes early. He wasn't 45 minutes early. But he got off. He was a few seconds early. I was still in this ball. I said to him, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. I said, before tomorrow, take a picture of your watch, send me a copy. I want to have it in front of me for the Sana Toykev. I blew up the picture. I had a big watch in front of me, son of Sana Toykev. He came to me the second day Yom Tov. He walks in and he brings me this watch. He says, Rabbi, you take this watch. It doesn't do me any good. I threw it in the back of my closet because all it reminds me of is the terrors of that day. I can't even look at it. It will do more good in your hands than in mine. Mi b'kitzoy, umi loy b'kitzoy. The Rebbeinu Shlom fixes watch batteries. And then I noticed that the date is 7. Dehainu, it hadn't even stopped the night before, or the day before. In a matter of 30, 40 minutes, pooped where it needs to. Gal einai. Efen zechup. If you open yourself up to this, to be sitting in a pachad in these days, it's not a difficult thing. It's not even milsa sutrasi. It's a ma. It's nothing. It's nothing. This is how fragile life is. I think we've run out of time. I did want to finish with a Maharal. The Maharal asked the Kasha by Paroi, and I'll finish in the next minute. The Maharal, and I'm using this watch. The Maharal asked the Kasha by Paroi. It says by Paroi, they took away the koyach of tshuvim. Vikend design, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, it's a Pesach Laminin. The Gemara says, Yisak, all the pilas of the Minim should be closed. Why? Because Hashem gave him a chance, and then took it away. But that goes against everything we understand in Tshuva. So the Maral and Gvuras Hashem and the Sivas also says the same thing. He says, until a certain point, a person has a Gevaldige Taina. He has a Taina, Pasha Taina. I did something wrong? It's not me. I wasn't myself. When your kids are fighting each other and one older kid hits you say, "What? Yes, she hit you. She did hit you. But she's a baby." The mitzius of the oiser patters the meister. She doesn't understand. There's up until a certain point where a person can taina, this is not me. I've done so many things. This is not me. Zochreinu b'zikaroin toiv lefanecha. Remember us in a good way. He's not going to forget the meisim. Yivot ruchayiv, if you think that he will. But he could see you in that way. Paroi, who through all of the makas, we had every reason to let the Yidden go, and he didn't. He was megala that it wasn't not him. It was him all the way down. It wasn't a darkoin, koruch around the chavis. There was no chavis. To give an ain grace darkoin. It was one big snake. But Anu, b'nei chunecha, the grandchildren of the Ovis, there's a chavis in there. And there's a darkoin koruch. On Yom Kippur, Shirai, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Efen Zechup. Take away the darkoin and save this Gevald Gechavis. Not for me. Not for me. Not in order that I could... For you! I'm going to try and do everything for you! And everything I ask for is not for me, and I'm getting it because I'm doing it for you! A person does that. Why would the Rabbi Shlom say no?